It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to be looking at a three-dimensional shape. But before we do, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Find your pencil. Let's write our names at the top of our papers. Remember to write neatly. I will too. And then go ahead and put your pencil down because you know we're going to color first. Yeah. Okay, if you look at the top of your page, you're going to see a picture. There's a lot going on in this bedroom. It's actually really messy, and I want to get in there and clean it. What I want you to pay attention to are the presents. Maybe it's someone's birthday, and they've opened up their presents, and that's why there's a lot of stuff everywhere. Okay, there are two presents down at the bottom of the bed. And then there's a big, huge present back by the wall. Do you see that big old present by the wall? What is in there? So we're going to color that big present by the wall. First, we're going to color the bow and the ribbon going down the side. Let's color the bow and the ribbon going down the side blue. Any kind of blue will work. Go ahead. Mine's kind of a purpley blue, but it's fine. So we're coloring the bow and the ribbon piece going down the top and side, right down the middle. See it? Okay. So here's our present. Don't know what's inside of it. My goodness, it's huge. And then go ahead and put down your blue crayon, and let's color the rest of the wrapping paper. Let's do red. Color the rest of the wrapping paper red. So boys and girls, this is the 3D shape that we're going to work on today. It's the shape of this present. It is called, maybe you already know, it is called a cube. It's a cube. The reason why it's called a cube, well, first of all, I mean, maybe you're thinking ice cube, right? They're square shaped. There are squares on all the sides of a cube. On the top, the bottom, the side, the front, the back. All of them have squares. They're square shaped. And a square-shaped object that you can hold in your hand like a present, that's three-dimensional, is called a cube. Go ahead and put down all your crayons. Let's color the other two presents. See them down by the bottom of the bed? Let's work on the little present. That's a little present. And you know, good things come in little presents. It's okay. So this bow and this ribbon, let's color yellow. We're on the little present down by the bed. So color the yellow, the bow yellow, and the ribbon yellow. And then we'll color the rest of this present green. Color the rest of the present green. So this is also a cube. It's square shaped, and all the sides of this cube of this present are square shaped. And then there's a bunch of edges. Do you see these edges? They're sharp. They're straight lines. Those are called edges, and there's a bunch of them. Okay, put down all your crayons in two. One. Now let's color the present next to the little present at the bottom of the bed. Let's color this bow purple and the ribbon purple as well. This is actually more of a purple for me. My other one was kind of blue purple, but that's okay. We just mean some kind of purple, some kind of blue. I'm not picky, not today. I'm not picky because we're coloring a cube present. A cube has a lot of square faces. All right, color the rest of the present. Let's do orange. Color the rest of the present orange. So, a cube has some edges. Yep, lots of edges. And these edges line up, and meet at corners. See these edges, these straight lines? When they meet another edge, that makes a corner. And when we get fancy in math, we call these corners, wait for it, you might already know it. Ready? Vertices. Can you say vertices? Vertices. I love fancy words. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Put down all your crayons. So those are cubes. They have edges. They have vertices. They have square faces. You could sit them on all the faces. And that means they stack. We could take these presents and stack them. I mean, the bows would get smushed a little, but you could still stack them. All right, let's look for another cube in the picture. Do you see any other cubes in the picture? Me too. There is a teeny tiny present on the bed. I almost missed it. What in the world? Look at the teeny tiny present on the bed. All right, we got to do that one, obviously. Let's do the bow and the ribbon pink. Mm-hmm. Use that pink crayon. I don't use it very often. So pink for this itty bitty present on the bed. What could be in there? Could it be like a tiny little hamster? It would need holes in the cube box, huh? So it could breathe. I don't know. Maybe it's a teeny tiny, maybe it's a cell phone? All right, color the rest of the package. Let's do a blue package. Color the rest of the package blue. I'm going to use my light blue crayon if I can find it, but I can't find it. So hey, there, I found it. Haha. All right. We could stack these presents up and we would have a stack of four presents. We could start the biggest on the bottom, and then we could do the medium one, and then the next little, and then the teeny tiny one on top, because cubes can stack because they have flat surfaces, and the flat surfaces are in the shape of a what? Of a what? These flat surfaces are in the shape. A cube has what shapes? Squares. Yes, all the flat surfaces on a cube, whichever way you turn it, sideways, up and down, sideways, over, they're all squares. All right, go ahead and put down your crayons. Do you see any other cube shapes in our picture? Yes, look at those gigantic dice. Do you think they're pillows? I think maybe they're pillows. Maybe they're soft. I have gigantic dice in my classroom that are soft. They're like made out of foam. Let's color one of the dice. Let's do red. One of the dice, red. You pick which dice is going to be red. Go ahead. It doesn't matter. Color it red. This dice is a cube shape also. See the edges? See all the vertices? That's where edges meet to make a corner. Mm-hmm. And then let's color the other dice. Oh, I'm trying to find a crayon I haven't used for yellow. Let's color the other dice yellow. Okay. So the faces on a cube are square, and they have vertices, and they can stack. Hey, I have a question for you. Are cubes round at all? Do they roll? No. No. N-O, no. All right, put down all your crayons. Do you see any other cubes? How about the bunny slippers? Oh, what's on the little table with the hearts? See that little table with the hearts? Like a nightstand or something? What are those two things on top of that? Do you know what those are called? Rubik's cubes. You play with them. They turn around and stuff. You can move the little pieces. Those are called Rubik's cubes. They're like a little toy. Those are all kinds of colors, but I want you to color one of them green. Pick one, color it green. That's a cube. It's actually called a Rubik's cube. There are a lot of edges, a lot of vertices. All of the flat surfaces are made to look like a square. They're square shaped. The flat surfaces are square shaped. Put two more seconds, two, one. Let's color the other Rubik's cube blue. Any kind of blue will work. Color the other Rubik's cube blue. I keep picking up this one that looks purpley on accident. Okay, so we know cubes do not roll and they are not round. It's because they have edges and they have vertices. That is why. All right, put down all of your crayons into one. Do you see any other cubes in our picture? Yes, the blocks, the ABC blocks. See them? How many ABC blocks are there? One, two, three. There's four of them. Let's color all of them red. Find a red crayon. Any kind of red will work. Color all of them red. Any kind of red will work. So we'll have red blocks. Block is, it can be a cube shape too. Two of them are turned over on their side, right? Doesn't matter. All sides, top, bottom, front, back, side to side, are all square shapes. All the surfaces are square shaped and flat, which means it can stack. We could stack these blocks up. And then we could stack the presents on top of the blocks, and then we could put the dice on top of that. And then at the very top, we could have the Rubik's cubes, and we could have a huge tower of cubes. Okay, take three more seconds. 3, 2, 1. Find your pencil. Scoot down to the bottom. Do you see the three cubes in a row? There's three cubes in a row. I want you to color on the very first cube. Wait for it. We're going to use our pencil. On the very first cube, on the front of the cube is a square. See it? Just the front part of the cube. Will you color that gray for me with your pencil? We're just coloring the front square. That's one of the faces of the cube. That's just one of the faces. Okay, scoot over. I want you to color the top of that cube, the one in the middle. We're going to color the top of the cube. See that square on the top? Color the top, color it in, because that's a square, that top part of that cube. And then scoot over, we're gonna count all the faces. Ready? Just take your pencil and count with me. We have the top, that's one. We have the bottom, two. We have two sides, three, four. And then we have the front and the back, five, six. Let's do it again. One more time. We have the top and the bottom. One, two. The side and side. Three, four. And the front and back. Five, six. So scoot over. That word with the capital F says faces. Capital F-A-C-E-S. That says faces. We're going to write six in there. A cube has six faces. Whoa. Okay, scoot over. And it has six because we have top, bottom, side, side, front, back. If you scoot over, there's a word with a capital V that says vertices. Remember, that's the fancy word for corners. Let's go back to that cube we were looking at and count the vertices. Those are the corners. So I see 1, 2, 3, 4 on the top, and then you have to go inside and count the ones on the bottom. 5, 6, 7, 8. Let's do it again. Count the corners on the top. 1, 2, 3, 4. And now go to the bottom. 5, 6, 7, 8. So let's write 8 in the box where it has the word vertices. That has the capital V-E-R-T-I-C-E-S. Right there, write the number 8. Because there are 8 vertices on a cube. Whoa! All right. Put your pencil down. In the middle, there are a bunch of different 3D shapes. See them all? I want you to take your green crayon and color the cubes only green. You're just looking for the cubes, the ones that look like the presents in our picture or the dice in our picture or the blocks. I know there's a rectangular prism, but don't color it because that has rectangles. And we're only looking for the square shapes, the square flat surfaces. There are 4 cubes going across the middle. I see some cones and a cylinder. Don't color those. Just color the cubes green. There are four of them. See if you can find all four. Okay, take 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Scoot down to the very bottom. We're going to decide which one is a cube. I see a box and a can of peas. Which one is the cube? Yes, the box. Let's color the box brown. Color the box brown. That's our cube. I see the square shapes. I see the edges. I see the vertices. All right. Scoot over. I see a basketball and some cheese. Which one is the cube? The basketball or the cheese? Yeah, the cheese. Let's color the cheese yellow. Find your yellow crayon. There's two types of cheese. Looks like a kind of a Swiss cheese and a regular kind of cheese. Go ahead and color those cubes. All righty. And our last picture shows a cylinder of like a can of soda and a cube. An actual cube, like a math cube. Which one is the cube? Yes, the math cube. Let's color the math cube purple. Color the math cube purple. We know it's a cube. It says it. It's a math cube. I love to play with cubes at math time. They're a great math tool. And they have edges and vertices and square flat surfaces. Boys and girls, you did it. You did it. You are a cube expert. That's because you rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.